flooded with conflicting health messages. One minute your favorite food or your beverage is bad for you. The next minute we hear it's actually safe for you, i.e. coffee. And we know because we drink a lot of it here on the morning show. Who do you believe? Today we're going to give you tips for taking the fear out of the food and helping you answer the question, what should I eat? Now, we had this next guest on, Robin Flips, yesterday, and we only had a few minutes, and we needed to spend some quality time, so Robin is back with us. Robin, how are you?
I'm just fine. I'm glad to be back with you this morning.
Well, tell us about your background and the great books you've written.
I'm a registered dietitian, and I've written the book The Wedding Dress Diet and Fighting the Freshman 15. I have a regular blog that's on healthgoesstrong.com, and I do a lot of talking like we're going to do this morning, interviews and answering questions to try to help people have the right information about food and nutrition that can help them make the best food choices for themselves.
All right, two questions I have for you in regards to coffee and alcohol. I've read that they're bad for you, and I've also read that in moderation, they're good for you. What's your take?
Choice number two, please. In moderation, yes. And that's really a key message with just about everything you might hear or read in the news about food and nutrition. There are a lot of really sensational headlines. Every day I see them, and they have shocking information. You know, cancer, coffee causes cancer, or something else is going to increase your risk of a heart attack. And it's frightening. And I think a lot of people just feel that everything that they love and have always enjoyed eating is somehow under attack. And the truth is, the problem is those headlines. They are written to be sensational, to draw you in, to let the viewers and listeners get baited, you know, so they'll come back for more. And the truth is, you do need more. You want to wait until you hear the full report on whatever new scientific discovery or piece of research is being discussed, and take the time to dig a little deeper, because rarely, I can almost say 100% of the time, the claims in the headline are not true. That is not the information you need. And when you get to the end of a study, you usually see what the scientists really had to say, and they're very cautious. Researchers don't make proclamations like that. They tend to discuss the limitations of their study and the fact that it may have been only a very small population, or it may have only been rodents, and they tend to call for the need for more study. This is just a little piece of information to be added to the body of evidence we have about anything like coffee. Or I'll use the example of diet sodas and the sweeteners used to make no and low-calorie beverages. They are all approved by the Food and Drug Administration. They have been found to be safe for everyone in the family, and they allow us to have beverages that have no calories in them and taste good, which is a great compliment to anybody's effort at controlling their weight or just having a better diet. And yet we see these claims in the press all the time that there might be a problem with those ingredients. And I always tell my clients, hold on, slow down, wait till you hear the rest of the story. And it very often will be that some rodents were given an amount of one of these sweeteners that would equal 1,000, you know, cans of soda a day. And that's simply unreasonable because, as you said at the very top of this conversation, it's always going to be about moderation.
All right. So basically, I don't want to drink a pot of coffee, a 2-liter of pop, or a bottle of wine. I want a glass or two of each.
Correct. And that does make sense because you still have to fit in a lot of other foods into your diet every day that are part of a balanced way of eating. So if all you're drinking is wine or all you're drinking is coffee or soda, then you may not be getting enough of some of the other things you need to drink or eat that are part of good nutrition.
Yeah.
So it isn't even just that you might get too much of one of those things, but you might not get enough of something else.
What advice would you give to people who might be struggling with the decision on whether or not to give up their favorite things in light of some of the confusing stories that we have heard?
I think they need to first look at it in the context of what their health goals are and the rest of their diet, and certainly they can consult with their doctor or a dietitian, someone like myself, to understand how any of this research might impact them personally, because for all I know, there are people out there who have an allergy or have a certain illness where they have to make special changes in their diet. But the more important piece of this is always looking at what you are eating and compare it to our dietary guidelines, or what we now call the Choose My Plate diagram, that lets us know how many servings of fruits and vegetables and whole grains and, you know, lean meat and low-fat dairy we need every day to help make us healthier and to prevent disease. And if you're getting all of those things in, I can tell you, you can fit in the coffee or the wine or the soda or any of your other favorite foods, a pizza, the chocolate, the ice cream, because you're meeting all your dietary goals, and you have to have enough physical activity no matter what to maintain a healthy body weight. And there would be no reason to give up any of those other things you enjoy. I certainly don't, and I don't advise my clients to give up the things they love. They just have to fit it in. Again, moderation for everything, and instead of eliminating anything, you get to enjoy the things you love, which is going to make you a lot happier over the long haul.
All right, Robin, for our listeners who want to learn more about your opinions and get some more of your knowledge in regards to diet challenges, where can they go?
Well, main thing is go to a trusted and reputable source. Don't get lost in the internet where there might be a lot of other misinformation. But a trusted source I use is healthfinder.gov. I like to go to thebeverageinstitute.org. And I also think the information from my own professional association, the Dietetics Association, is eatright.org. And certainly the choosemyplate.gov site is where you can do a personal meal plan for yourself or anyone in your family.
All right, Robin, thanks so much for your time.
I'm happy to join you.